Blog Talk Radio. The following program is brought to you by Firefly Willows LIV.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Carosella, your host for Convergence and a Shamanic Life here on Firefly Willows LIVE, and you are listening to the Firefly Willows LIVE on-air call-in show. I'll be at the controls for about the next 2 hours, inviting your calls and questions. So, you can call in the show by dialing 646-716-5510. That's 646-716-5510. Or you can Skype in from the show page, blogtalkradio.com/FireflyWillowsLIVE. So, join us. Looks like we're going to have a good show today. I'm very excited to be here with you all. And I am running the controls all by myself today. And that's a new one for me. So bear with me as I get used to that. We do have some callers already on the line, so we're going to jump in real quick. But I just wanted to note that this is the autumn equinox, and we are at a very special time where light and dark are in perfect balance. And that's an important thing to think about and to soak into, these moments of balance. Balance is a very special thing. Balance is almost never static. Balance is almost always something that's in flow. True balance requires attentiveness to the moment, to the present moment. And it shifts and flows back and forth. And it's a good time here at the autumn equinox to be reminded of how fleeting it actually can be, that moment of balance. And so we constantly have to circulate back to it. You know, the balance of light and dark in the year happens once in the vernal equinox in the spring and once in the autumnal equinox now, but it only happens for a brief moment, almost like one breath where the earth is at that perfect spot, and then it moves on. So be thinking about and bring into your consciousness, into your awareness, and into your body and your feeling where you're in balance and where you'd like to get back into balance. And let's just think about that and maybe make that our touchstone for the show today. All right, so I'm going to go to our first caller, 941 area code.
Hi.
941, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Carla, and I'm from Florida.
Carla from Florida. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
What do you see with my career regarding any changes or it may be increasing or anything like that?
So what's going on in your career at the moment?
I mean, what do you foresee? I mean...
I'll tell you what we... So I'm going to use the runes here. But I want to get a sense for... Are you happy at the moment? Are you feeling good? Okay, so you just want to see... You want to know if there's going to be
some good changes or any opportunities, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's... Let the runes rattle around a little bit. And Carla, how long have you been in your current place?
I work for myself, and I've been doing it probably around 15 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that sounds like a circumstance where you've been pretty stable and content. All right. Well, the first rune that came up is the rune of wealth. So I would say that's an auspicious indicator. The thing with wealth is that we You know, if you look at the rune poem that talks about wealth, Fehu is the actual name of the rune. It talks about wealth as almost like a double-edged sword. It talks about the good aspects of wealth, but always tied to it is the essential need to share it, lest those around you find themselves in a place of discomfort while you are in a place of luxury. So if you can harness the power of wealth and also at the same time be generous with it, that's the best kind of balance that you can, it's the best relationship you can have with wealth. But it does seem to indicate that wealth is in your future. Now, the next rune is the rune of initiation. So this is the rune where you don't really know what's going to happen next, but whatever it is, when it happens, it will change you forever. So that's the nature of initiations, are that you can't foresee the full consequences or the full measure of transformation that's going to occur from this side of the initiation. You can only understand it fully from the other side. So in a way, it's a little bit hidden, it's a little bit obscured, but the connection here is quite positive, because the next rune after the initiation rune is the rune of, it's called Gebo, it's the rune of partnership and gift. So it looks like you have the potential to experience a positive outcome, a boon, so to speak, in conjunction with some new connection, perhaps literally a business partner that will follow. So the aspects are positive for an increase in wealth. You're likely to be going through some kind of initiatory experience, and it might not be what you expect. It might not be a sacred initiation that you would notice, but you'll realize it afterwards. Some big transformational process that is going on, and subsequent to that, you'll be given the opportunity to have a positive relationship with a partner, potentially a business partner. Now, the rune that follows that is the rune of the self. And I think this is where sort of the opportunity exists for you to, as this all unfolds in front of you, in fact, it's likely that you will be compelled by circumstance and your own internal process to take a good, solid, long look at who you are and who you want to be and who you're becoming. So this rune is really about knowing yourself, knowing your higher self, knowing your purpose, and coming into alignment with it. So there will be, and that isn't always a comfortable process. Sometimes it can be challenging and disorienting as you find that you need to look real hard at some of your habits and behaviors or some of your assumptions about the world or about yourself. And typically you have to let go of some, and that can be a bit challenging. But the final rune in this cast is the rune of rebirth and rejuvenation. So I would say, Carla, that you have a very auspicious future in front of you, probably over the next, let's see, what does it feel like? Feels like the next year to 18 months.
Good.
Where you will be experiencing, you'll have the opportunity to experience enhanced wealth. You will be going through some initiatory challenges, and we don't know what those will look like, and we don't know what it's going to do to you or through you or for you. But once you're on, once you're through that, a partnership opportunity that would be beneficial, then the opportunity to look deeply at yourself. And as you get through that process of self-examination, an opportunity to rejuvenate and rebirth yourself.
Well, thank you so much.
Does that sound like it's in the ballpark?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
By any chance, do the runes say when that opportunity would be coming? I know it's an 18 months out, you said, but
well,
I think it's
an 18-month process.
Uh-huh.
So here's what I think is likely. Do you have are you the business that you're currently in and the way you're currently supporting yourself? Are you generating enough wealth to be comfortable?
No, not yet.
No, okay.
It was before, but now it kind of went down. But I think it's because this transformation that I'm going to be changing into and the opportunity, and I think it's just preparing me to go into a different avenue.
That seems reasonable. You know, when we go through these initiations or these sort of like, they're not always like dark nights of the soul. So I don't want to make it sound like that, but they are periods where we often don't know what's coming. So we don't have to be suffering. Human beings love to know. We love to know. That's one of the reasons why you're on the call, right? Is because you want to know. And sometimes we get to know, and sometimes we don't get to know. And I have found that it's one of the reasons the universe obscures things for me is because if I knew what was coming, if I knew what was about to be experienced, I'd probably monkey around with it. I'd meddle with it and then screw it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an indication that whatever the universe is preparing for me, I don't have the tools to judge it, plan for it, and manage it through my own agency. And so the universe keeps it obscure so that I don't go in there and start monkeying around with it and end up taking it off track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in a way, it's an encouragement to just trust that it'll happen, and you'll realize it perhaps when you're in the middle of it. But allowing yourself to be carried by it is an important aspect of this. So no tighter time frame on that, but I think you can be optimistic.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And on to our next caller in the 619 area code. 619, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Roxana.
Roxana.
And I'm calling from California.
You're calling from where? Sorry?
California.
Okay. And we love it here. California. It's beautiful here.
Yeah.
And how can I help you?
We had a relationship with the gentleman, and this month I think we broke up. Do you see that he will make attempts for reconciliation, or we will be just friends, or we will be not even talking at all? Because at this moment, there is no communication.
Mm. Are you comfortable sharing his name on the air?
Robert.
Okay, that helps me tune in a little bit. All right, let's. I'm going to go to the cards for this. And you are. So your breakup was just this week.
No. This month.
And it's been silent since. No communication?
Yes. It was silent, and I tried to establish friendship and talk, to email, and left a message. No response.
Mm. Well, let's see what the cards say. Mm. All right. So the card that I got for you is the Major Arcana card. In my deck, it's called the Emperor. And this is the card that talks about or encourages you to embrace your personal authority and personal sovereignty. So one of the things that I would offer is that you have you're being encouraged to embrace your independence here. Now, that doesn't say, you know, whether you'll have any, it doesn't speak to the nature of an ongoing relationship with Robert, but very strong encouragement to rely on yourself and your own authority and your own personal sovereignty. Now, for Robert, I have a card that indicates that he's sort of in a place where how do I say this discreetly? He's
you will not hurt me. I just want to know if there is any chance to stay friends with this person, or maybe even more, just to reconnect and reconcile as a relationship.
Well, what I'd say is the card that comes up for him is indicates that he's in a very difficult place. It's a place where he's not clear within himself. You know, he's taking actions that are not clear, that the consequences and the purpose are not clear even to himself. So in a way, it's actually he's probably not in a good place right now for you to try to reestablish connection, because he's struggling with the decisions that he's making. He's struggling with aspects of his life. And so, he's in a very turbulent place. He's in internal turmoil. And so trying to create connection with him might be not so good.
Yes, I was thinking maybe he got back with his ex, or he met someone new, and that was the reason, because one of a sudden he changed.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What is the nature of his... He's not able to be clear about what he needs. And so it may be that because he's not here and he's not participating in the call, I really don't have the permission to go to investigate very, very far into his field. Some of those things may have occurred, but those, whatever that is, that's symptomatic, right? That's a symptom of something more fundamental, where he's confused about his own needs, and in fact may be taking actions that are self-sabotaging in some way. I guess, you know, so I'm gonna look at the relationship card. Relationship card is it's actually a very auspicious card. It's the World, but it's reversed. So what I take from this is that he's got to clean up his psychic and karmic field in order for a relationship with you to be right for both of you.
There is a potential, or you're saying it's reversed. That means that there is no potential for us.
Well, you know, reversals are cards that talk about blockages and resistance, not so much about, you know, when I read reversals, I read them typically as blockages and resistance. So there's opportunity latent in the card. It's just that circumstances are such that it can't unfold, right? So because of the nature of the card that he's got, he's in a place where he's confused and not perhaps not doing what's in his own highest interest. Now there's a limit to what you can do to affect him. What the card that I got for you was very clear that you are to focus on you. You are to focus on your own authority, your own sovereignty, your own sense of personal power. And whether or not he comes around, you don't have a lot of you don't have a lot of capacity, effective capacity, to influence that, because he is in his own process. Now, the card that represents the relationship is a very auspicious card, but it is reversed. So I would say that if he goes through his process and emerges, then you have the opportunity to have a relationship with him that could be quite nice. But your role at the moment is to tend to yourself, not to him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So how long I can be in this situation? Because honestly, I would like, if not a relationship, then at least we can still be friends. He was helpful to me in the past, and I would like to share with him something that I wanted to share, even if it's just a friend. But so you see that there will be no communication, nothing at all for a while.
I think it's safe for you to it's a good expectation for you to have is that you should be prepared to wait until he's ready. And
do you know how long will be this wait?
Well, I'll get to that in a second, because what this really means is, if you feel so, you should wait without attachment. That's what I mean, right? So it's not waiting because you're anticipating something. It's waiting in the sense of allowing something, right? So take all of your attention, take all of your relationship energy that you had invested in your relationship with Robert, and bring it home to yourself. And that doesn't mean to pull it away and yank it away and be angry about it. It just means allow it to come home to you. And bring your sense of love and affection back to yourself. Bring your sense of attention back to yourself, and allow him to experience the emptiness of your absence. Now, whether something shifts for him and he realizes what that means or not, the important thing for you is to bring all of yourself back home to yourself. Now, what the cards seem to suggest is that if he wakes up, if he works through his issues, then a positive relationship can be had between you. Your role, your course of action should not be to anticipate that, but to be open to it and allow it. You sense the energetic difference there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the question of how long you'd have to wait is a question that is loaded with anticipation.
Okay.
And so I mean, I can dig around to see if I can get a time frame if you want, but understand that information may not actually serve you.
Because even if he's not available for a relationship, I would want to be friends and just to share some things. It's not like there's no communication, not be able to talk, not to be able to email, you know, it's kind of difficult. Like this.
Yeah,
sometimes people are good friends and we have things to share and ask about advice, and now it's like a silence.
Yeah, and that seems, in a way, probably seems a little bit unfair, and it certainly probably feels like a loss for you.
Well, I think he was hurt, and I was hurt also, but, you know, still, I told him that we can still be friends. It doesn't mean that if he is involved with someone or he's back with his wife, ex-wife, I don't know what's happening there, but still, people can stay friends and talk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would say that he's in a place where he's not sure. It's not like he's made a decision that of any consequence. I think he's in a place of a little bit of chaos, right? Where what he's doing and the way he's acting in the course of action that he's taking is not a stable one. He doesn't know that this is the right thing to do. He's probably very uncertain about what the right thing to do is, and he's taking actions that are where he's trying to figure all this out. So he's not going to know, he doesn't know at this moment what kind of a relationship he can reasonably have with you, because he's so uncertain about what's going on for himself. So he's got go ahead.
So just approximate time frame when things can change and he will decide if he wants to talk to me. I'm not saying that he will want to have a relationship, but at least he will want to talk to me.
Right.
And if I ask him, he will be more responsive.
Yeah. I would say might not be that long. Might not be that much longer. Maybe a week or so more before you get a response from him. But again, it's really, really important. It's really important. This is a delicate place for you, because you have it's clear that you want to have a relationship of some kind with him. You want to have established communications with him. It's very important that you not apply anticipation energy to this. Allowing, yes. Anticipation, no. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And also, I missed your first name and your website. I'm sorry, I missed this part at the beginning of the show.
That's okay. So Firefly Willows is the channel. Firefly Willows, LIVE, is the channel on Blog Talk Radio. So blogtalkradio.com/ Firefly Willows, LIVE.
Uh-huh.
And my name is John Carosella.
Uh-huh.
And I'm one of the founders of Firefly Willows, LIVE. And I also host two other radio shows. I host Convergence, which is the third Sunday of the month. And I host A Shamanic Life, which is the first Tuesday and the third Tuesday. Now, those aren't call-in shows, but we do have lots of interesting information.
Into your shows before, and I thought so, and I was not sure that it was you, because you provide wonderful, you plan and you offer wonderful shows, and it's always so interesting to listen. And I was not sure. I thought, oh, my God, I missed the name of this person. Probably John.
Well, yep, that's me. So
I appreciate this thing, and you're very professional. Usually you're very good and you're very accurate, so I really appreciate your advice.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. It's an honor to serve, you know, right? It's always good to talk to people and share.
Thank you, John.
All right, thanks for calling, and we'll move on to our next caller from 860. Let's see, my internet connection is a little slow. 860, are you on the air?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Susan, calling from Connecticut.
Susan from Connecticut. All right, Susan, how can I help you? Why are you here?
That's a good question.
I ask that question about myself all the time.
What thing to talk about? All right. Maybe finances.
Finances, huh? I was afraid you...
What's that?
I was afraid you were going to say that. Okay. So what's going... Just give me a little background. What's going on?
I'm working. I got a good job. It just doesn't pay as much as my old job. So, but I got great benefits.
Uh-huh.
So wondering, you know, things are going to get better.
Well, let's see what they say here. I'm consulting the room.
Ball or, yes, see now. Win the lottery.
Win the lottery,
no.
Huh? You know, yeah. No. That's the lottery. Oh, boy. all right. How much of a challenge are you up for?
Depends on what it is.
Well,
I guess I'm up for the challenge. I don't know.
Okay. So, I was actually just shuffling the cards to get them, you know, cleaned up from the last caller, and three cards out extremely potent. Three major arcana cards came out.
Arcana cards?
Yeah. Well, in the tarot deck, there's the major arcana cards and the minor arcana cards. The minor arcana cards are like the cards. I mean, you can actually look at a regular deck of cards, and you know the four suits with the ace through king. Those are like the minor arcana cards. The major arcana cards tell a much bigger and more powerful story. And when they show up in a reading, they're generally an indication of high potency messages or events that are in your future.
Okay.
So these three cards popped out before you even established what it was you were going to ask.
Yes.
Normally when the cards jump out of the deck, I pay attention. But then I went to the runes and I did a rune cast for you. So I have a mix of information here. And the first thing I want to share with you is the rune Issa, which is the rune for stillness.
Mm-hmm.
And Issa, elementally, it represents ice. Now, that's would indicate that there's a period that you're in or that you're entering right now where things are stable. And looking around, yeah, well, stable and solid. Yes, exactly. In fact, in the rune poem for Issa, they talk about ice as a very useful tool because it actually creates bridges over the water, right? So in the Nordic countries, when the winter would come and the ice would form, they could cross the rivers very easily because the ice created basically a bridge. So there's a value in Issa, both as a representation of stillness for yourself and for your sort of your motion or your level of activity in the world, and also as a tool for creating solidity. Right. So I would say that take advantage of this moment where you have the job and, you know, maybe it doesn't pay as much as you'd like, but you know, make it work for you. I think it's really important given what comes next. It's really important for you. The next card, or the next thing the way this flows is the card, the Tower. Now the tower is a card that talks about radical disruption.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, most of us don't like that. You know, when we hear radical disruption, it gives us the sense of everything falling apart around us.
Yeah.
And who needs more of that, right? But at the same time, in order for the cup to be filled, it has to be emptied first. So a lot of times we find ourselves in stations in our lives and phases in our lives where we've accumulated a whole bunch of things, and by things I mean not just material possessions, but perceptions about the nature of the world, perceptions about who we are in the world, perceptions about the nature of what a healthy relationship feels like. We get into these grooves, we get into these habits because we've lived them for so long, or just the way our perceptions have been shaped by our experiences. And what the tower promises, in addition to the chaos of radical disruption, is a cleansing of old ways of perceiving, which opens us up to the possibility and the capacity to receive and perceive in different and enhanced ways. So, when we look at the tower, as a practical matter, it's scary, but from the soul, from the heart and the soul's perspective, it's like an opportunity to shake off all that has encrusted our lives. And
you can also climb a tower.
Well, okay, climb the tower, no, do not attempt to climb this tower. The tower in the tarot is actually a collapsing tower.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So this is one of the most challenging cards in the tarot. It's everything falls apart. Now,
what? When is that supposed to happen?
Well, okay. So let me continue here. Give you a little bit more information about what's been presented. Another card that came out was actually the major arcana card. Again, three major arcana cards for you. The 13 is the card that came out, and that is the card of death. Now, when we talk about death as a card in the tarot, and when we talk about death in general with respect to readings, it's not physical death. It's not physical death. It's understanding what death does as a intrinsic part of the process of our universe. Okay, so when we think about in this case, when we think about death, we think about old ways of being coming to an end, and something new, and making those old ways composting themselves back into the soil, so that the soil is fertile for something new to grow in its place. Now, the cycles of life here on this planet, and given that we are living beings or spiritual beings having a human experience in these physical bodies, and we're so connected to the biosphere, right? Death is an essential part of everything that happens, right? Plants die, leaves drop off, the tomatoes rot. It's all part of how it works around here. And without it, we would be so stuck in what was that we would not be able to make any room for what's coming. And so when death shows up in your reading, it's really important to embrace it as an opportunity to transition into a new way of being. So you have the tower and death both saying big change is coming and it's transformational. So it's important to let go and not be afraid.
Yeah.
So now you said you were strong. You said you were up for it. So I'm laying it out. because I trust you. You have this moment of stillness right now. Isa is here to allow you to gather what's important. Here's your opportunity. Now, there's two other runes that are associated here. One is the rune of initiation, and the other is the rune of self. So this is like during this period where you have a stable job, and it's fine. Focus. Take the time to focus and understand what's really, truly important to you. Who are you really? Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Get yourself prepared to be so still inside yourself that as crazy as whatever happens around you turns out to be, you're okay with it, because what really matters, nothing can take away. All right, so
I even think I know what the event is.
Okay, all right, and you're welcome to share it if you like or not. That's fine.
I think it may be my father's passing.
It may be, and so this is a blessing for you. This is an awareness. This awareness is a blessing for you to come to a very centered place and knowing who you are. Yeah, I think that might well be true, because the other rune, I mean, this rune cast and these cards are saying a lot of the same things. Rune of radical separation, radical mm-hmm. severance.
Yeah, because right? I'm very close to my father, even though he lives in Florida.
Right.
But then the bridge, the ice, I don't know. Now my granddaughter's coming, so it is, radical. There is a lot of change.
Yeah. And you can walk through this in a lot of different ways. The two extremes would be, one, you walk through as Buddha, right, with no attachment and no desire, right? Desirelessness, no charge on anything, just an allowing. The other is that you can go through it as the other extreme, as a typical Western civilization control freak, trying to make sure that everything happens the way you want it to happen, and that nothing gets out of control and no hair is out of place, and you're never seen as being vulnerable or wounded. And I would not recommend that path.
No, I mean the allowing, even what you were saying to the caller before, the allowing is so important to go into that place, because you just have to be there.
Yeah, I mean, what's your alternative, right? The alternative, I mean, you're going to be there whether you allow it or not, and it's going to happen whether you allow it or not.
The outcome will be the same more than likely. It's just what place are you in?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And now the last card is the card of the Hermit, and it's reversed. So
I'm going to cave.
No, but the hermit. The hermit talks to the need to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's reversed. So we can go a couple of different ways here. As I tune into this, I think two things. One, that it's okay for you to be alone.
Yeah,
and it's okay for you to not want to be alone. They're both okay. It's okay that you are alone, and it's okay that you might not want to be alone.
Right.
And it's important, when especially if you go through something radical like this, that you have a sense of community as well. So there's a little bit of this. It's okay to be alone, but you don't have to be alone, and you're not alone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like knowing that you have people that you can turn to, but not feeling either the desperate need to turn to them all the time,
right.
Or the obligation to be present for them all the time. You can take your alone time. It's important for you to take your alone time, but it's also important for you to know that you aren't, that you don't have to be alone.
Exactly.
Okay, that you're not isolated. It's still therapeutic for you to take the time to be alone, and you shouldn't be afraid of that.
Right.
You know, you're encouraged to cultivate the benefits of that. But know that you are supported and that there's beneficial outcomes on the other side of all of this. In fact, the last rune is the rune of wealth in your reading. So you asked about finances. I think we're looking at a much bigger, broader...
I knew that too.
...change that's happening in your life.
Yeah.
But rest assured that as you... You know, when you go through all of this and so much change happens in your life, there will be room on the other side of this for abundance.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. Because I already know about that. All right.
Okay. So...
That was really great. Even though I don't... I'm a vet.
Well,
it all makes sense.
It's a little scary. It's a little scary, and I, you know what I would do if you have. It's a Sunday, right? Treat yourself to something. You know, almost like go outside in the brisk early autumn air. But make sure that you're nice and warm and that the sun is shining on your face and your back.
Okay, my back? Okay.
Yeah, you know, just like I want you to feel the reality of the briskness, the vitality, the uncompromising beauty of the cycles of life. But I also want you to feel comfortable and supported as you're experiencing that.
Okay.
And so that's why I get, you know, like get the nice brisk air on your face, but also feel the warmth of the sun.
Okay.
All right.
You probably have a lot more colors, right?
I do.
Right.
But thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you. This was really outstanding. Thanks.
All right. Susan, let us know how it goes. We're always interested in hearing how our friends turn out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Be in touch.
Okay.
And we're going to go to caller 856. 856, are you there?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from Jersey.
Rosemary from Jersey. All right. How can I help you?
I was on like a communication with a certain person that I'm interested in. If there's any communication anytime soon.
Why would there be an impediment to communication? Is he a celebrity that's hard to reach?
No, he's overseas, and now I'm located in the United States.
Ah.
Two different. I just came back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I'm just shuffling here, and a card popped out, which I'll get to in a minute, so as I see some more context. What does your gut tell you about this? And I'm asking you to go to your gut. I know that you called in for my advice, but I'm going to turn it around a little bit.
I have mixed emotions. So.
Well, do you think that it's... Okay, so it's not like you have a problem communicating. Like it's just that he's not or this person's not connecting with you?
He connects with me. That's no issue. It's just now we're in two different locations. I was there for 2 months, and I just came back a month ago.
And what do you want?
Me or him? I want more out of the relationship.
Okay. So you want to have a deeper relationship with him?
Or some kind of a friendship.
Right. All right. So here's what I got. The card that appeared sort of without my bidding was the High Priestess card, Major Arcana card, and it's reversed. Now, the High Priestess card is all about intuition. There's almost nothing verbal about this card. Everything is below the verbal level. So it's even hard to talk about what messages it might be offering you. But it is suggesting that the answers that you're seeking are very deep, and they're not surface level answers. Now, it's reversed, which suggests that it's a little bit blocked. Access to this information is a little bit blocked in connection with this relationship. Now, how are you developing your own sort of intuitive self, your psychic nature, or anything like that? Do you spend any time cultivating that in yourself?
I have a lot of intuition. I can pick
you do.
Up right away. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, how has it been with him?
It's hard to tell. I know he could be emotional. Sometimes he could be happy-go-lucky with me. So it depends how he feels, his mood.
So your intuition moves back and forth with his mood?
No, mine stays steady.
Okay, so let me be more clear about what I'm
basically,
asking.
Basically, when he pisses me off, he knows I'm pissed off at him.
Right, okay. But what I want to know is, when you consult your intuition about the relationship, how good has it been? How accurate has it been?
Me with him? Fine. I try to communicate with him. But if he feels like answering the phone or returns the call, that's been lately since I've been there. So depends. I've been consistent.
Hmm. And if you were to check in with your intuition right now about what's next. About what the status of your relationship is. Check in with your intuition right now.
Well, he knows I'm moving back. My intuition is to move back. And he knows that because he asked me about it. So
to move back overseas?
Move here. Yep.
And he said,
don't move here for me. I said, I'm not. I'm moving for myself. So, and then he touches me and crushes my face, so I don't get it. He goes back and forth.
Right, okay. So the card that I got for him is the Fool reversed. Now, I don't know how much you know much about the cards and what the Fool represents. The Fool is the guy who goes out into the world trusting completely that everything is going to work out just fine. And is not afraid to take leaps of faith or to take, you know, the proverbial jump off of the cliff. Now, in this case, the card's reversed for him. So he's not in a place where he's comfortable enough taking that leap. So you need to be, and you are, and he's made you aware of that, right? He said, don't come out here for me because I'm not ready.
And then
now,
he touches me.
Yeah. Well, he's a guy, and you're probably beautiful. So what is, you know, and you're presenting yourself to him as somebody who's willing. So, you know, I don't know if this is, maybe this is just some advice that I need to give to all women out there. If you are an attractive woman and you present yourself to a man as willing, it's going to be very hard for that man to not respond to you. Now, so if you're giving yourself as a gift.
Let's put it this way. He's seen me grow up from a child to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So he seen me grow up. And it came out of his mouth that I grew up kind of well for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what his problem is.
Well, okay. The card that I got for you is the Warrior Queen, which has the phrase "the gift of charm," and it's a picture of a very powerful energy emerging from a woman, you know, who's not afraid of her power. So that's a really sexy thing. That's a really powerful thing.
Okay.
That you know, so it's going to be attractive to him. But is it right for him? That's what he's not sure of. Just because it's attractive doesn't mean it's right. And it's really important that you recognize that his attraction to you, I mean, especially if he's older than you, I guess he's older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he's in a place where his self-knowledge, right, is like, yeah, this woman's attractive to me, but this might not be the right thing for me, and therefore it might not be the right thing for her. He's not willing to take that leap with you for reasons that have to do with his development and where he is in his life. It doesn't mean he's not attracted to you. And it's important that you understand there's a huge distinction between those two things. Now, when a man is younger, there isn't a whole lot of there's not a whole lot of difference between the two. But as a man gets older and understands the difference between his physical and emotional response to something that's beautiful and sexy and his truth, those begin to be distinguished. And it's less dominated by, you know, the ultimate course of action is less dominated by the attraction and more dominated, ideally, as he becomes more mature, more dominated by what is right. So you've caught him in this place where he's trying to figure out aspects of himself and what's right, and he's being a, I would suggest the possibility. I don't know the guy, right? But I suspect he's trying to be respectful to the truth of himself and respectful to you as a full human being, a full human soul. He doesn't want to just take the fruit that's offered because that isn't necessarily right for both of you. So don't mistake his attraction to you for the rightness that you may want him to feel or that you may feel. Those aren't the same. And the High Priestess reversed suggests that there's some deep introspection required. And I suspect, you know, because it's you who are asking for the reading, I would encourage you to go really deep. Step away from the things about being attractive to him, about being desired by him, that make you feel good, and think deeply about what's right. Now, it may end up that you come to the same conclusion. I'm not saying one way or the other, but it's important for you to see them as separate things.
So the dominant and the friendship are two different things. So basically he doesn't want a dominant, strong woman that can handle herself on her own. Basically he wants to control everything. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, right? Not at all. No, absolutely not. I'm sorry. I must have misled you. I believe he's trying to respect that you have your own path. And he doesn't want to collapse you or himself into a relationship right now, because he feels like you need to develop, and he needs to develop for himself, clarity about what's true and important. Because sexual attraction is only one aspect of a much bigger, broader mosaic that makes up a relationship.
Got you. He doesn't want to take away my world to what I'm used to.
Well,
because my world is completely in two different locations, so he's weighing me out, basically. So that's cool. So I just should let it go then and F him and everybody else that's around me, basically. Because it's tiring. I'm tired of the games, pretty much. Too old for it.
Do you feel like you're playing that it's games? Do you feel like it's games?
It's games. Too much hassle, too much BS. And it's like, enough is enough. This has been going on for like 3 years, basically. So it's basically time to move on.
Well, you know, I would say that you have enough strength to make that call, and if your intuition is strong and you invest yourself in tending to your intuition, right, letting it speak to you on this topic, I would go with that. I would go with your intuition. I would not lean so much on a rational, let me sum it up for you kind of bottom line thing, and go more with what's deep in your gut and in your heart.
Well, he knows I'm tired of the game, so it's basically, he doesn't want to communicate and he doesn't want to do anything. So I'm tired of him going back and forth, mixed emotions. So that's why I'm tired of the games with it and not communicating with me. If he cares for me as a friend, you treat me as that you care. You don't speak the words, you do the action. So that's why I'm saying I'm tired of the games with him. Without communicating properly. That's where I'm coming from. I'm just tired of the games with every single man. They just want one thing and that's it. Just tired
of
it.
Well, it's complicated. Men are complicated. Actually, we're not complicated. We're pretty simple, but relationships are complicated.
Right, so basically he's not going to communicate with me or anything while I'm here in the United States, basically.
Well, I mean, be careful, because he also said, don't move here for me. Right, he told not to move back.
He knows I do it for myself.
Okay, so your expectations, any expectations you have about his behavior when you move back, need to be very, very carefully moderated. Because he's told you that.
But why would he caress my face? That's what I don't get.
Why would
he? I know he's attracted to me, but don't say one thing and do another.
Yeah.
That's what I...
It's challenging. Guys are... you make yourself available.
With him?
He's going to be attractive?
He knows I'm attractive, well-dressed. Well, he knows that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. He told me a little bit more time. And also in between, he told me a little bit more time. I'm like, whatever, dude. I don't have much time.
Yeah, if you feel like it's time to move on, then you should move on.
Gotcha. But you don't see him any time communication or anything like that as a friendship, right?
I think that really depends on... I think that depends on how much energy you put into, how much attachment you have. Let's put it that way. Depends on how much attachment you have. If you have, the less attachment you have, the more easygoing you are about it, the more likely it is that you could have a relationship with him that is less charged and less uncomfortable for him. If you're satisfied with a friendship, then your energy and your psychic and emotional charge on the relationship would have to go down quite a bit. It would have to be turned, the volume would have to go down quite a bit.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, after 35 years, too involved in my family and too involved in his family, just a little bit too close to call. So, yeah. I don't know. All right, cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks for calling. I hope it all works out.
Thanks.
All right, take care. And we are going to take a short break, and we'll be back.
In the fire, and the fire becomes water, and the surface of the waters where the spirit comes through. I make a mark in the fire, and the fire becomes water, and the surface of the waters where the spirit comes through.
Firefly Willows is proud to support California Animal Rescue in Santa Rosa, California. CAR is a 501c3 nonprofit rescue group dedicated to the rescue of homeless animals from county shelters and off of the streets. They combat the problem of overpopulation through diligent spaying and neutering. CAR consists of a dedicated group of volunteers who rescue animals, provide medical attention, foster them, and place them for adoption. They strive to provide a second chance for those animals that have run out of time at local shelters. For more information or ways that you can help, visit car.rescuegroups.org or like California Animal Rescue on Facebook. This tip of the week from California Animal Rescue. When you're thinking of adopting a dog, don't look past the older dogs. They make great pets for these three reasons. Older dogs usually come trained. They are calmer and less energetic than younger dogs, and older dogs make instant companions. To learn more about available older dogs, please visit car.rescuegroups.org or like California Animal Rescue on Facebook.
And we're back. I'm John Carosella, and this is the Firefly Willows LIVE call-in show. We love to hear from you. The number to call is 646-716-5510, or you can Skype into the show from the Firefly Willows LIVE show page, blogtalkradio.com/Firefly Willows LIVE. And we are going to go to caller in 856. Did I have 856? 856, are you there? That might have been the previous caller. Let's try 510. 510, are you there?
I am here, thank you.
Okay, 510. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Camille, and I'm calling you from Alameda, California.
Alameda, all right. How is it over there today?
today is gorgeous. It's bright, it's sunny, and it's funny because yesterday, of all days, it rained. It caught us out, short sleeves, flip-flops, no umbrella, in the rain. Now it's dry, it's sunny, it's gorgeous. I'm like, where were you yesterday when I was out schlepping a toddler in the rain? Really? Yeah.
I was out yesterday in that rain. Myself, I went for a walk. Actually, it's kind of a cool story. Maybe I'll tell it on Shamanic Life next week. I was out walking the Lexington Reservoir on State Route 17 on the way to Santa Cruz. And just this amazing set of natural circumstances came together, including a beautiful, gentle but persistent drizzly, misty rain, and then the wind came up, and I felt so good. I felt washed and cleansed, and it was amazing.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, it was great. So, Camille, all right, you're here. Yeah. What can we do for you?
Okay, so my circumstance, I'll say about 6 years ago, I literally answered the call of spirit and relocated from Los Angeles to Alameda. And the move was just smooth, very easy. And then I got here, and then the economy slowly began to shift, and then I started to encounter the hostilities of other people because I'll be honest and say that I benefited in life from inheritances and wrongful death settlements. I didn't have to suffer or struggle. I wasn't showy or snobbish or anything like that, but you know, people knew that I wasn't like uncomfortable. And mm-hmm. now I kind of got to a place where I became more outer than inner directed, and it really started to impact my own personal economy, prosperity, all that. Now that I've realized all that, I'm getting back, you know, in focus. What do you see in terms of everything coming together and me finally thriving exactly where I am?
Mm, okay. And so I guess I hear from what you're saying that you had resources that you didn't really have to work, or did you?
No, I did not. I had a lot of painful experiences. I chose instead to heal, educate, go to university, travel, explore. I took some like freelancing type resume only type situations, and while I developed my own talents, figure out who I really was and all that.
Mm-hmm. And then you started to get a little showy with your resources?
No, I didn't. However, when I moved from one place to another, I never went out in L.A., and I started going and meeting peers, and peers were kind of, well, how do you have a home when you don't have, you know, a 9-to-5, and it came kind of embarrassing. Like I, you know, even sometimes I get dropped off. Now it's a very modest place. Oh, you live here?
Are you experiencing jealousy? Is that what's going on?
Yes. I experienced a lot of jealousy, kind of like the emperor who had no clothes. I didn't realize that I was naked until you told me. Yeah, I didn't realize, you know, it got really staying under the radar, even just being, not being showy or ostentatious, being modest. I still encountered a lot of hostility and envy, jealousy. You don't have this. You don't deserve this. And eventually it penetrated. I started to listen that maybe I don't deserve to be here.
Hmm. Okay.
And that was the most ridiculous phase I've ever been through in my life.
Right.
I don't know why I believe that.
And where are you now? Where are you emotionally?
Recovered, healing, slogging off the adversity, moved myself from that crowd of people to becoming more inner-directed, finding my sense of self calm, peaceful,
yeah.
becoming at
mm-hmm.
peace. And,
okay.
you know, I'm no longer needing to feel guilt or shame because I didn't cause it. You know, I'm not the reason why this other person is not comfortable in their own situation. I didn't cause that. You know, I'm just...
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm not abusing anything. I was given things because my loved ones loved me so much that they wanted to make me comfortable.
So... Okay, so the first card that came up for you was the Dancer Prince. Now, this would be the Prince of Cups in a traditional tarot deck.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's like the knight?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Now, in this card, in this deck, which I use the a deck by Emily Carding, it's called the Tarot of the She.
Oh, yeah.
The card title, or the phrase on it, is Gift of Passion. Now, how are you in cultivating and understanding your passions?
Very much so. I mean, that's one thing that I have done the past 10 years. Once I opened myself up to alternative spiritualities,
mm-hmm.
I've really embraced that, especially the last almost 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. And what, can you give us an example of what those passions might be?
Okay, yes. Passions. I'm very passionate about really leading an abundant life. I'm a mom now, and one of my passions is breastfeeding advocacy, breastfeeding education. That's one thing that I put a lot of energy toward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you executing, I guess what I'm, one of the questions is, are you executing on your passions? Are you living your passions in a way that's in a way of service?
I am just feeling myself beginning to do that.
Okay. So that's right there. I did some deep spiritual work, and I got a great message that summarizes. It was illuminated to me as a five words that summarize the teachings of Jesus.
Okay.
Love yourself. Serve without ego.
Yes.
Now it sounds like you are in the place where you have been given the resources that has allowed you to love yourself. You've been able to take care of yourself. You've been able to be comfortable and invest in yourself.
Yes, I have.
So that's great. The next key is to bring those gifts out into the world without attachment and without ego. In other words, offer your gifts. If people say no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Move on and offer them to someone else. There's no ego attached to someone saying no to your gifts. It's just not for them at this moment. Just go
right
back out and offer your gifts again and again and again. Serving without ego is such a beautiful thing because it takes all the pressure off for you to be accepted. You don't have to be accepted.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, whether people love you or hate you because of your shoes, your clothes, your job, your attitude towards life, if you love yourself and you bring your gifts out and offer them in service without ego.
Right.
You can be both filled with passion and tranquil at the same time. You see that?
Yes, I do.
All right. So that's what I would recommend. Now, what else we got here?
I don't know.
Okay, so I had three other cards that wanted to speak. So it sounds like there was a relationship that is sort of not working out.
Okay, a romantic relationship. Okay.
Is that right?
In the past, I can tell you that dating, oh my, was very interesting. I'm not in a relationship now, but I met a lot of ego from men. I can say when I left L.A. to move to Alameda, I remember going to a nail salon, my last visit there, and I said, yeah, I bought a home. I'm moving there, and the owner of the salon said, oh, no, you let your husband buy you or provide for you a home. You don't do it yourself. And I'm like, well, why would I wait for that? So when I, and I didn't. But when I got here meeting men, it was so silly. My grandmothers raised me, and their thing was, well, you know, you go and hang on to materials in the place of people. But I learned that's not true. Yeah, that's not how you really live and be happy. And no. Meeting men here was kind of, who are you? You live your life a certain way. Who are you really? They thought I did something I shouldn't have done, dishonest, in order to obtain a home and nice things, when it was just an inheritance and, you know, I didn't kill anybody for it. I didn't, sell drugs or sell my body to get. That's one of the things that was implied. And I can't. That's not a true romantic relationship. If you are accusing me of things that I know that I have, I don't need to defend myself. So I have to let all those attachments go.
Yeah, you do. You do. It looks to me like you're coming out of this place, you're leaving this place of what might be called, you know, there's a kind of like a desert, a loneliness, an emptiness.
Yes.
Where you maybe struggle to find the right kinds of connections because for whatever reason, it just seemed like desolate.
Yes.
Well, I think that's ending. I think
good.
That's ending. Now,
good.
And what's coming is a very productive time. The card is the ace in a traditional deck. It would be the Ace of Pentacles. In this case, it's called the Maker.
Okay.
So you're looking at a really beautiful opportunity to manifest what's beautiful and what's true and, you know, manifest your passions and that sweetness that is everybody's birthright. If you can let go of the reflections on the path, on the past, right? So you've invested in yourself. You understand more about who you are and your passions. This period where you were sort of dealing with people who couldn't see you with love, they could only they saw you instead through the eyes of jealousy and suspicion.
Yes,
I think that is ending.
Thank goodness.
Now, is there something that you haven't? Something you haven't seen, a gift or a benefit or a blessing in your life, something that's been there for a long time, well, maybe not for a long time, but something that's been there that you haven't quite recognized as a gift because you've been struggling with this sense of desolation.
I'm sure there is. I don't know if I could name it right this second, but I'm sure there is something that I have not seen. And I'm spending a lot of time with myself to identify exactly what that is.
Well, something about your child is coming up, right? That you have maybe it's related to that.
Okay.
Maybe it's related to the fact that you're a mother, that you have a child. I don't know. I encourage you to, you know, so just the quick summary is, love yourself, serve without ego is a great motto. So cultivate your passions and bring them out into the world in service without attachment. And you're leaving this place of desolation and entering a place where you are going to be given the opportunity to manifest. See what gifts you have, see what blessings that you haven't accounted for because you've been distracted by the desolation.
Right. That, well, yeah.
Or you know what? Actually, I'm gonna amend that. It's not even the desolation that's distracted you. It's also the comfort that has distracted you.
Okay.
It's also looking at the blessings that you've had, the things that have been given to you in a certain way, that maybe you need to adjust that too. They're great, right? It's not to diminish the blessings that you've had, the financial protection that you've had. But there's something more that if you can turn your eyes away from how that has made you comfortable and look instead at how that perhaps it's how that freedom allows you to serve in the world.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So you're digging into you see those resources as in a responsible way that this is a gift that gives you a sturdy platform from which to serve.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And maybe that will take you into your new life.
Well, and I believe it will. Like, it was just modest house, modest income.
Yeah.
Nothing flashy ever. And excellent education, though. I have a creative writing degree, and also I became a makeup artist and a certified hypnotherapist. And I was not able to really practice my hypnotherapy because as soon as I got the training, whoever I was long-term partnered with ended up dying, and I just took time to heal. I moved. I thought I would do something else. Now that I have my daughter, I'm meeting different sorts of people, family, moms. I'm learning there is a lot of, believe it or not, networking that may even happen on the playground. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm learning as a hypnotherapist more about hypnobirthing, which is something that I may want to look into and market if I had that skill. So I'm with having a baby, toddler, now moving me into a different, more appropriate sphere. And even some of the people I met who were particularly nasty with me when I first, you know, settled in here, well, we're seeing each other in different lights.
Yes.
Even becoming friends. So
yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I can't blame anybody for anything. You know, I hate that I felt like I'd been, you know, battered up against rocks for a good 3 years or so here, which it made me almost think I had to leave, like I had to move, but there's no place else I'd rather be, and to be quite honest with you. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds good. It sounds like, you know, you have the capacity, the means, and the interest to be of service.
Yes.
And
I want
and,
you to
you know,
be served.
And so that's so do that.
Okay.
Let your passions out and use your stability. You know, not flashy, right? As you say, just use your humble stability as a sturdy platform for the bringing out of your gifts into the world.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling,
okay.
Camille. Have a great
okay.
day.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay, and I'm going to take just another short break because I need to run another ad. And so we'll be right back.
At Firefly Willows, LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us, host a show, or be a guest. Or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable change makers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And we're back. Welcome to Firefly Willows LIVE, our on-air call-in show. I'm John Carosella, and we have area code 704. Are you there?
I am. Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Korea, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Korea?
Korea, with a T.
Oh, T with a T. Okay, thanks. And you're from Delaware. Okay. And Taria, how can I help you, or how can I try to help you?
I have a situation. My boyfriend is a journalist, and he's currently over in Egypt. And it's been a very raw emotional time. I don't know. He's been, you know, scarcely communicating when he can. But I don't know when he's going to get out of there, and I don't know what things like in the future, but I've since become close friends with his best friend, and there is, I don't know why this is brewing suddenly, but there is kind of like a trepidation on my part when it comes to them. I don't know if it's because of my emotions all over the place or if it's something valid that I should be really aware of or leery of. And I can't figure out what it is. And it comes from, I found out that there were certain things that he wanted them to do while he was gone, and he hasn't pretty much followed up on it. And, again, I don't know if it's because, you know, they're in the middle of doing things or their lives are just a little bit out of control right now, or if it's just because I should not trust
him. Okay, that sounds a little mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So what is your question?
I would like to know, one thing, what my future looks like with him, but if I should trust his friends.
Uh-huh. And you've been getting closer to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're nervous that something might be a little shady?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. All right, so I got two cards here for you. One is it's called the Dancer in this deck. It would be the Ace of Cups reversed, and the other is the Hermit. So what I would say is do not go with the flow. If you feel like something's not right, then you should remove yourself, withdraw yourself from connection to that, whatever it is. So if that means it's, you know, his friends are in pursuing things or engaged in things, and you're not sure that it feels good to you, then you should step away from that. Right, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and if it turns out to be no big deal, then great. But if it turns out to be something damaging, then you're not near it.
Right.
Okay. And the other reason I say that is because of the hermit, which is, you know, the hermit is go be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So with respect to the dynamics of this situation with his friends, I think you should be politely assertive about your too busy or that's not for you.
Right.
Or okay. Or their company is, you know, welcome in certain small doses, but you're not going to get involved in their drama.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that pretty clear?
Yeah, crystal.
Okay. Now, as far as the relationship goes, what do you really want to know there? Do you want to? You're still in a relationship with this guy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he's been gone for how long?
He's been over there since the first week in April.
Wow. So you haven't seen him in 6 months. And how does that feel to you?
It feels horrible.
And how does it feel to him? What does he say?
The same way. The same way. All of his letters start out with, I miss you. He hates war assignments. So this was supposed to be his last war assignment. And just, you know, spiraled out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what comes up here. Yeah, okay. This is the second time on this show that the world reversed has shown up in the center of a relationship, which says beautiful opportunities, but something's blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the card that I get for him is the Emperor, which is all about personal authority, personal sovereignty, the choices, mm-hmm. to self-determination, determine your own life, determine your own choices. So if he wants to get out of there, then he should just get out of there. And the card for you is the Ten of Cups, Dancer 10. It's called Heart Song in this deck, which is a beautiful card. It's about a beautiful, fulfilled someone who's singing their heart song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the world in between just says, you know, guys, get it together. Get back together. Now, there might be something that needs to be worked out. There might be, which, you know, why the world is reversed. And then maybe it's just a timing thing, but I would encourage you to encourage him to listen to his heart,
right,
and take control of his life. And if he doesn't want to be there anymore, to do something about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
You know, he has the power and he has the authority, and if he's not exercising it, it's either because he's afraid or because he actually wants to stay there.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of reasons that men don't take action on their careers because they feel like, a big reason is they feel like they can't give up the momentum that they've built, because that's how they see their value in the world, as a provider and as a generator of wealth and so on and so forth. And he may be in a place where he just fears that, you know, this is this is his big moment, or this is leading to his big moment, or this is, you know, he's invested so much of his time and energy in this that he has to live this through. And that may be true, but it also may not be true. And it's important for him to claim his personal authority, his personal power.
You pretty much nailed it, because everybody pretty much begged him not to take this assignment. They were like, you know, you're fine. You don't need it. You don't, it was very soon into when we first met. We had been spending time together, but this assignment kind of popped up out of nowhere, and everybody kept telling him, don't take it. And we discussed it, and I told him I would never tell a man don't do things when it comes to his career, because I'm the same way. I'm very career-driven, and I wouldn't let somebody come along and tell me, don't you do that. So if you have an ambitious man, I believe that you're supposed to support him and back him up and encourage him. But he said that he chose the assignment because this was a really big assignment, and it would really set us up for our future. And I told him, I'm like, you know, we're fine future-wise, you know, so money-wise, we didn't have to worry about anything. But he was really determined to take it, so I really still supported him. And I think that, you know, when the turmoil and everything broke out and he communicated to me, he was like, I'll confess, I took it because, you know, I wanted to make a name for myself and I wanted to be a hero, and I apologize because I know that was a very selfish move.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Just remind him that he still has the authority, he still has the capacity to claim his truth and change his mind.
Right.
You know, he's a man. He can call his own shots.
Yep.
So, but I would say that I'm very excited about the possibilities that exist in your, you know, for your relationship. It looks very beautiful.
Yeah, I'm taking my moments when I'm like, oh, I get angry at him and then I get depressed. But there's another part of me that we're so connected and so compatible in ridiculous ways that I can't even explain it. It's like one of those things where, oh, my God, you're into those things and you don't confess it to your friends or family because it sounds ridiculous, but just one other person is into the same exact thing. And that's very rare. So
there's a childlike joy that emerges when you discover that.
Yes, exactly. So I really feel like the universe brings people together for a reason, whether it be a lesson or that person is supposed to be there. And I had no trepidations about him, no suspicions, none whatsoever. We put everything, our cards out on the table from the beginning. So I don't believe that he was brought in just to be taken away. But there's something there, there's a future there, and he's
got to learn whatever lesson he's got to learn about serving his ego and his career and potentially at the expense of his heart and his joy,
right.
But you know, I would stick with it, and I would encourage him to stand in his truth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So is there anything else I can help you with at the moment?
That was it.
All right. Okay. Well, Taria, thank you very much for calling, and hope it all works out.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. And we will now go to caller from 780. 780, are you there?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay, Canada. Have you called into the show before?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And so how might we help you?
Hey, I just want to go into some financial stuff right now. Just wonder how it's going to go. I've got some back taxes I've got to pay. Just wonder how it's going to go with that, basically. It's very simple.
Are you employed now?
Yes, I am. I got a permanent job right now.
Okay, so you're basically it could just be as simple as steady as she goes, and it'll all work out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see what they have to say. Well, okay. So one card showed up pretty promptly. And it's a card. It's called, the card is called Action Frustrated. It's Warrior Five or Five of Wands, and it basically says there's not much you're going to be able to do about this. You're going to do the things that you do. You can't really force it. You can't force change. You can't accelerate change. You can't shift the circumstances. You just have to be patient. And it's not going to be particularly easy, okay? Because I got another five. And five, the five cards, five is a number that relates to discomfort, the process of change, and how that makes us feel, and how we're not always in control of the process of change. So it looks like you're going to be in a period where your resources might be a little bit meager, as you work through this and you work off this back taxes thing. But that's not a bad thing. Let's see what they offer as a sense of what can be harvested during this time. Because, I always see one of the, okay, so one thing that a lesson that I learned, it took me a long time to learn this lesson, is that adversity is the universe's way of illuminating aspects of your character that you wouldn't be able to see any other way. So you're in this situation, we don't know how you got into this situation, but let's allow that you're in this situation for a reason. And instead of what we often do is we see adversity as something we want to get away from as quickly as possible, and we want to subdue the feelings that it generates in us.
Right.
The alternative is to say, I'm being shown something. And the way to switch to flip the switch in your head is to not take it personally, right? This adversity that is in front of you, don't take it personally. Don't say, kind of like, woe is me. I hate the fact that I have to go through this. This sucks. I don't know. I don't want to be here, and I don't know why I have to suffer through this. And that sort of makes the universe feel like the universe is out to get me. Or the universe is being cruel to me.
Yeah.
Instead, take it this way and say, there's something the universe is trying to show me about what's difficult for me to do. And I can learn not only what it is difficult for me to do, but why it might be difficult for me to do it. And I can cultivate during this time a capacity to do it better than I've done it before. It's almost like the universe asking you to play soccer, but only move the ball with your left foot. You can only go to your left. And, that's not going to be very comfortable, right? And it's going to feel like it's going to feel awkward, and you're going to feel like it's not fair, and so on and so forth. But what happens is, after you play a season only going to your left, going to your left becomes a lot more natural, as long as you don't fight it, as long as you don't resist the lesson. You can develop a great new skill. So for some reason you're being placed in this situation where you're being asked to deal with this sort of meager means and adversity and so on, but it isn't something to discard or reject. It's something to investigate. Now, I don't say that you should embrace it, although that would be nice, but at least allow it to be a valid path from which you can derive a great gift. What might that gift be?
I don't know. It'd be an expensive one, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting is that the card that I turned over with respect to this is the card Soulmates reversed. So is it possible? Are you in a relationship now?
No.
No. It's possible that this exercise, going through this exercise in a way that is heartfelt, open, and honest, without resistance, seriously trying to embrace it, could lead you to a place where you could be healthy enough, strong enough, and awake enough to who you really are, that you could find your soulmate.
Interesting.
Now, wouldn't that be an interesting way to live through the experience that you're living through?
That
puts a whole new
spin
on it, doesn't it?
It does.
So it might be, you know, so take that for what it's worth. There's no guarantees, of course, but If you can find the strength and perspective in yourself to walk through this exercise, this experience as an exercise in learning new skills, with the notion that something as beautiful and wonderful as you develop yourself to the place where it's possible for you to meet, recognize, and engage with something, with your soulmate, what an amazing possibility that would be. That can change your whole perspective on the walk that you're walking. And even if it doesn't happen at the end that you meet your soulmate, the fact that you've been able to change your perspective walking through this whole thing is going to be a gift in and of itself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense, but how it's going to work out, we'll see, I guess.
Well, yeah, the how it's going to work out thing. Are you in danger of you know, starving or being homeless or anything like that?
No, probably bankruptcy, maybe.
Ah, okay, but you have a steady job.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes we go through something like a bankruptcy. It's humbling. But it's also clarifying.
Right.
Right? And, you know, we never know what gifts are on the other side of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to be able to report that the indications are that it's all going to, you know, that you'll find wealth and all that kind of stuff. But I think there's some deep value in understanding and incorporating these lessons in adversity.
True.
Wish it was a happier note, Jay. But the soulmates thing on the other end could be the big blessing.
Interesting. Okay.
So hang in there, man. Don't let it get you down.
Thanks so much for the encouragement. Thanks so much for the mini reading, too, and your time.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to take one more short break. We have a few more callers, and we may go off air at 12:30, but those of you who are in the queue, I will definitely be able to get to you. So just hang tight.
Yes, we've added to our lineup of lively, thought-provoking shows, but don't forget our original Sunday morning lineup at 10:30 a.m. Join us for Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn McDonald every first Sunday. Revolution with Heisey Lutmers every second Sunday. Convergence with John Carosella every third Sunday, and our popular on-air call-in show, the fourth Sunday of every month. We're excited. Give us a listen as we continue to create new and entertaining ways for you to shine your inner light. Join us at Firefly Willows, LIVE.
And welcome back. And I'm John Carosella, and this is the Firefly Willows, LIVE call-in show. And I'm online with 650. 650, are you there? 650, are you there? I hear the 49ers game in the background. Okay, we're going to skip.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Okay.
Oh, it's not. I'm 850. That's why I didn't answer.
Yes, you're right. You're 850. My glasses apparently aren't strong enough.
And it's the Patriots Tampa Bay game.
Okay. All right. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Debbie, and I'm calling from Florida. Although I'm the Pats fan, not the Tampa Bay fan. I have to clarify that.
I'll bet you do.
Although I like Tampa Bay, too.
All right. So Debbie, how can we help you?
I don't have any particular question. I'm just going through lots of things and have been for like 2 years. And I'm going through a divorce after 24 years of marriage, almost 25 years, and lots of changes, kids going away and houses up for sale. And I just want to see if there's any kind of message for me.
Okay. Well, we got a message. Let's see. What does it say? Ah, okay. So the fives are coming out lately. Holy cow. So this
they
card
have.
Is,
I've been seeing fives all week.
Right. Well, five is the card of change, transition, and loss and letting go.
Right.
So so this card is called, this is Dancer Five. So it would be the Five of Cups. And on this card is a picture of a woman looking out over the ocean from a hillside, and she sees a boat, and the boat is sailing away, and it's raining, and she has a rose in her hand, and the petals are being blown off the rose, and the title of the card is Where Loss Resides. So what's happening in this picture is I've shared part of it with you, is she's looking at what she's losing.
Right. That's
and,
obvious.
Right. Right. Now, what I didn't tell you is in this card, the clouds are breaking open and there are shafts of sunlight shining down. And behind her is a rose bush in which there are four blossoms blooming that she doesn't see because she's not looking there. She's looking at where the loss resides. Now, this is important. It's important to do this. Right, because loss is a very important part of our lives, and it's an important part of our awareness. And it's a way we learn when we witness the aspect of life that includes loss, we learn a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it sounds like you are adjusting to and living through, and you're mature enough to see that you know this stuff happens in life, and it's part of life, and it's okay. In a way.
Yeah, I'm a lot better. It's been 2 years of going through this, so I'm getting better at it.
Right. And I just want to let folks know we're gonna disappear off of the live feed in about a minute and a half. But for those of you who are in the queue, just stay there with me, and I will take your calls. Those of you who are listening, don't be surprised if we just pop off the air because we're running out of our airtime. But we will have the feed. So okay. So Debbie. You're better at it now than you were before. I really want to encourage you to now start to look around you for the places in your life where, as you've gone through these transitions, these changes, these losses, what space has been created in your life? And what might be either already growing there, or what might you be able to plant to grow there in those new spaces in your life?
Okay.
And you don't have to answer that on the phone here.
Right.
But what it is just kind of embracing the process and looking at the bare soil, the soil that's been uncovered by the things that have been opened by, and it might, you know, by all these changes, it might be that you have more free time. It might be that you have less to worry about. It might be that you have less to take care of because you're, you know, shedding stuff.
Right.
So all of those things are opportunities for you to look at the roses that are blooming behind you, not at the ship that's sailing away.
So I just need to keep on being positive and think of all the possibilities coming up.
Yeah, and embrace yourself. Yeah, love yourself. Love what you can find. Find what you can love and love what you can find.
Okay. I've been kind of doing that because that's kind of been the ongoing message for me. I guess, can you see anything about the outcome of my divorce for me? Will it be okay?
I think your divorce is... the sooner you can be okay with it, the sooner it'll be okay.
Well, I'm okay with it because it's going to happen anyways, and I've kind of gotten past that point. It's hard for me to plan for the future because I don't know the final outcome of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Financially, I mean.
Right. So that I would encourage you to get to a place where that is as clear as possible, as quickly as possible.
Okay.
You know,
I'm not sure how I do that, but...
Well, you know, I think... I don't know what's going on in the situation, but, you know, to the degree that you can get to clarity quickly, you know, not pussyfooting around, not having things drag out, not negotiating things into the last tiny little bit, you know, just get as, you know, like, draw something up, make a proposal, and get it done.
Yeah, they've already made a proposal. So.
Yeah, and how does it feel to you?
Not good.
Okay.
Parts of it are good. One part of it is definitely not good.
Right, so ask for what you want.
Well, that's what I'm in the process of doing.
Yeah. And any
projection onto as far as my... purpose? I saw that you had that down there as the question, as your purpose, because I'm doing things that I like, but I'm still looking for that purpose.
Well, let me lay this out. With respect to your divorce, you are encouraged to, without harshness, without belligerence, okay?
Right.
To make your wishes known.
Right.
And see what comes from that. And it's really important not to do that in a way that's antagonistic or angry. Just say, look, this is what I think, you know, I see what you guys did. I see what the offer is. This is what I want, and this is why I think it's fair.
Right.
And just allow that to be. Okay. As far as your purpose goes... I think you have a gift of discernment that allows you to be a clarifying influence in people's lives.
Okay. Not sure exactly how to take that, but I understand some of it.
Well, you know, think of it as the the card is actually the King of Wands, or in this case it's called the Dreamer King, and he's riding a dragon and he's carrying a sword, and the sword has an eye on it. That's sort of like right at the third eye of you know, he's holding it up in front of his face, and the eye on the sword is lined up with his third eye in the middle of his forehead. So it's about being able to see clearly and cut through the bullshit, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Right. Well, you know, think about how valuable that can be in people's lives if you can do it gently and with compassion.
Right.
That's a big deal, right? So a clarifying influence, one that can that can see through the bullshit, that's high value.
Okay.
Now, what you do with that as far as a career and so on and so forth, that's not for me to
right.
to say.
That has to come to you.
Yeah, it has to come to you. It has to envelop itself. You have to create the opening for it and open your eyes to the possibilities.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And have a great day or evening, depending on where you are.
Good luck with those cats, huh?
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care. And now we're off to area code 386. 386, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Sheena, Florida. We got a lot of Floridians coming in today. All right. Okay, Sheena, how can we help you?
Okay, I have a question to see, what could come up for me and someone who I believe is my soulmate. It's the young man that is in the entertainment business. He's a gospel singer. His name's Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to get a sense for are you in a relationship with him now?
No, not at the moment. We're I'm just kind of trying to reconnect with him. And I just was wondering how things would be different this time around.
Oh, so you were in a relationship with him before, or you had a friendship with him before?
Friendship, yes.
Hmm. Well, let's see.
I'm thinking about him heavy. He's been on my mind a lot because he's been going through a lot. So I've just been trying to kind of extend my hand and my heart to him.
Well, okay, so it's the way the cards are showing right now, it does look like he's going through some heavy-duty stuff, big transitions. And some things might be, some significant change might be in store for him. Now, I will say that it looks like it'll all work out, right? That he will not only survive but be successful through these, what I guess we'll call some challenging times. But it's probably going to be a little bit challenging for him.
Right.
Now, you show up as kind of a warm and welcoming beacon, right? But you have to be careful about what that means. And we had a caller earlier in the show. The same card showed up for her, the Warrior Queen, Gift of Charm. That you understand how you are seen by this guy, right? How you want to be and what you want to be for him may not be how you're seen. And just because you succeed, for example, like let's say you succeed in reconnecting with him, you need to be careful that your intentions and his intentions may not be the same, even though he may choose to pay attention to you and give you his attention.
Mm.
So it's very important for you to be clear about what you are offering him and what you expect in return. Don't assume that he's going to return to you what you expect or want. He may have different needs. He may have different intentions and a different understanding of what a relationship with you might look like. And
wow.
And you know, and that's and the, you know, the reason is because it's likely that you're going to be attractive to him. Right? And if you're willing and attractive, he's going to be attracted. He's going to be drawn to you. But it might not be for the reasons that you expect. He might not have the same inclinations and or needs that are want to be fulfilled. So you have to be really thoughtful about the signals that you send.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of yourself
like?
You're willing to give.
What does it look like for him? I mean, because I know what it looks like for me. I think that we generally both want the same thing, but have to be on the same page at the same time.
Well, I think that's being on the same page at the same time is actually the key.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, I would say that I want to encourage you to be as clear as possible with yourself and with your energy. You can ask for what you want. You can present what you're willing to offer, but be clear about it. Don't confuse his attention with success. You understand what I mean by that?
Not exactly.
Just because he's paying attention to you does not mean you're getting what you really want.
Okay,
so you need to be, and it's okay. It's as long as you're completely clear about what you're willing to offer, how close you're willing to allow him to be with you, and you're clear about what your expectations are, that's all fine. You may still be disappointed, but you need to be clear that about, you need to be certain that you are communicating clearly what your intentions are so that you're not a victim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe when you're speaking like that, I think that my mind goes back to the first time around when we were friends, and we were, you know, when you're kind of like friends with a person and then they eventually, you know, figure out that he wanted it to be more
mm-hmm.
than that, and I don't think that I was ready
mm-hmm.
for that at the
okay.
moment. And so that's why I'm like, you know, hopefully it won't be like that the second time around when we reconnect. You know, I'm hoping that it will move it'll move smoothly. You know, because to me it was happening too fast, and I kind of pumped the brakes. And so this time, you know, I want it to be the same exact way, you know, just it developed naturally and not too fast. And I don't want to compare the last time to this time. And so I guess that's why I'm calling, because I want to, you know, to clarify, you know, how it's going to kind of be this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how should I approach the situation better than I did the last time? Because I really care about this young man. He was trying to give me love and show me love, but I didn't know what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time around, I do want to be careful with how I deal with him, and I do want the intentions to be clear, but just need clarification on how that needs to be done and, you know, where he's at with the, I understand the attraction, being attracted to me and being drawn to me, but then what, you know, then what do you do with that?
Well, you have to respect that as something that you either want to cultivate or something that you want to not cultivate so much, right?
What do you see him wanting out of the friendship or wanting for me as of, you know, right now, like going into it again? What do you see him wanting?
Well, he's a little, you know, it's harder for me to read that because he's not part of this conversation, and you know, I don't really have his permission to go looking there. But what I can say is that he's going through a lot of changes. He's sort of in this place where he's struggling to emerge into his full self, and so there's a process of maturation that wants to happen, and it appears to be a little bit difficult for him. He needs some healing, and so
and
you
that's,
should.
That's what I'm willing to offer. You know I can't heal the world, and I can't heal a person, but I'm willing to offer my love and support to him and move forward from there.
Well, okay. This part of getting to know him is coming to understand what that's going to feel like to him, how he's going to react to that, and being aware of the consequences of your actions. You need to be aware of the consequences of your actions. So if you're putting out a lot of love and a lot of openness and a lot of attraction to him, then he's going to be attracted to you. But is that the right thing for him? Is that healthy for him? If you can turn that volume up, you know, too high. And it becomes difficult for him to resist, regardless of whether it's good for him or not.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, the invitation draws him in. And so you need to say, well, do I really, you know, it's not about you being successful drawing him in, because that's about you, right? You want it to
mm-hmm.
be about the relationship. You need to determine how much to draw him in. What do you really want? It can't be about your ego, right? Having him be attracted to you is great for your ego, but not necessarily great for his health.
I see. Okay.
Right, but I would say that
the healthy though, like how
well,
can I make that, you know, healthy? Like I don't know, you know, what's inside his head. I know what's in mine. I'm a natural loving person, and
well, you got to talk with him.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't happen without, you know, sharing your pain and his pain. Now another relationship where the World card shows up, so you know, lots of possibilities, lots of beautiful possibilities. Recognize that he is in this process, though. He's in a process of excavating wounds and trying to heal himself, and it's not particularly easy. And so you need to be very, very aware that what you want, you need to modulate so that you're serving not just yourself. Because if you serve yourself, you will probably end up being unhappy with the result. Do you know what I mean by that? Like if you get what you want, which is to have him be attracted to you again, but you're not careful about how you go about doing that, then he's going to be probably attracted to you again in the wrong way for the wrong reasons, and it's going to move too fast, and then you're going to have to push him back again.
Right. Yeah, and
so,
I don't want that to happen.
Right. So you need modulating your being very clear about the consequences of your actions gives him the room to understand who you actually are and what you actually want, and that gives him the opportunity to potentially change his behavior, realize what's happening within himself, and do the healing work that he needs to do. And maybe you're a part of that, and maybe you're not, but It starts with you being really clear and super high integrity about who you are, what you want, and what you're doing, the consequences of your actions.
So if I were to say to him, like, I was really, and you're so spot on with the, you know, I want to pull him back in. I had a lot of fun, and I guess I was making it about me. You know, I want that part of my, you know, life back. It was the part where I got to be fun and, you know, just kind of free.
Yeah.
But then when it came to, you know, this, I think I want this to be a little permanent right now. It was like, hold, you know, wait. It kind of caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what my concerns are now is to, because I've went through a lot, he's gone through a lot, to be there for him as a, you know, as kind of like someone, you know, he can talk to about what he's going through, and we just share space with each other and be friends all over again, but in a different way than we were the first time.
Well, a lot of it is in your hands. You know, your integrity, your discipline about who you are, what you want, and if you really want to be a healing influence for him, what expectations you set for him, and make sure that your energetic signature matches all that, right? Get yourself into alignment, and things. That's the path of the greatest degree of success. Okay.
So it's looking like I have to work on myself a little bit more before, because like you said, it's easy to draw a man in.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get to that point, you have to, you know, I have to be whole in what I want and who
yeah.
I am, period.
Right. You have to respect your power. You have to honor and respect your power in such a way that you use it with integrity. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Well, you know, the bottom line is the World card shows up. So the possibilities are quite quite beautiful, quite benevolent. So I'm sure you'll do great.
Is there any other like good cards, positive cards that show up? I mean, even you know.
Oh, there were a lot of positive cards. The Chariot showed up. The Warrior Queen showed up. The chariot. This is where you're encouraged to be very clear, to gather yourself, gather your power, gather your energy, and be very clear about what you do. Because what you do, if you're clear about it, what you do will happen. Lots and lots of power there. So you better be sure about what it is you're doing.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, it's a positive card because it carries a lot of power, but it's like any weapon, you know, you better know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do a lot of damage.
So he's
right?
Not the kind of guy to be taken lightly, you know, taken really seriously. And what I've experienced lately is, you know, with a lot of the guys that approach me or that I'm involved with, like, not to take them that serious, you know, because the guys I've been doing, they're very flaky. You know, one minute they want a relationship, they want to be around you, and the next minute they're doing something else, you know.
Hmm.
So it's
well,
like, don't really take them seriously.
Yeah, so I that's sort of further away from the card set here.
Okay.
So, you know, what I would say is take yourself seriously. You know, take yourself seriously. Do as you say, work on yourself. Give yourself the honor of really recognizing who you are, what you want, and how you appear in the world. What you're willing to offer and what your expectations are and what you're not willing to offer. Take yourself seriously. Because that's the surest way to being clear about the correct course of action in the world, is if you understand yourself. If you take seriously your needs, your wants, your desires, your behaviors, your gifts, and your, you know, don't go there zones. That doesn't mean you can't be light and happy and joyful. It just means make sure you know, you know, get yourself squared away. Make sure you know yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you do see it happening. You do see them come, you know.
I see the possibility very clearly for a very positive and beautiful relationship. But it's going to take work. He's got to go through a bunch of changes. And that sounds like you have some work to do too.
Okay.
But you know, it's the thing that you can control, the thing that you can't control is his process. You can offer to be a help in his process, but you can't control it. The thing that you can control is your process. You can be the master of your own development. And so that's where you need to focus.
Okay.
And that will lead to the most beneficial outcome possible, which doesn't guarantee anything because you're not the only part of this equation, right? He's also part of it. But the possibility exists. The possibility exists for something very beautiful.
Okay.
And that's as close as I can get.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheena. Thanks for calling. Let us know how it turns out.
I'd like to continue to listen if you have more time in the show.
Well, I will leave you. Just don't hang up, and you should still be able to hear.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. And we're going to go to 604 area code. 604, are you
Hello.
There? Hi.
I am. Wow. How are you?
So what's your name? What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Charlene, and I'm calling from Langley, British Columbia.
Langley. Okay. Where's Langley?
Close to Vancouver.
It's close to Vancouver. Okay. I actually have a son in Vancouver.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's pouring today, but it's lovely here.
Okay. So, Charlene, how can I help you?
Oh, gosh. You give so much information. Love is my biggest thing. You know, that's probably the one that's got me most consumed. There's a man I'm seeing, love of my life. So just wondering what... Is there marriage on the table? You know, that kind of thing. We've talked about it a bit. There's lots of blocks that seem to get involved with us. So is it something that will actually happen? I know I want it. He said he does. I don't know.
Well, he said he does, but somehow it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you do.
Yes. We have unusual circumstances interrupting us or interfering.
Are they life circumstances or are they emotional circumstances?
Life circumstances.
Life. Mm. Okay, let's see what the cards have to say. Actually, you know what? I'm being called to use the runes here, which I don't usually use the runes for relationship stuff. I tend to use the runes for business, career, you know, grittier stuff, but for some reason they're calling me to see what they have to say. Okay, so very nice reading here.
Oh, yay. Good. Some of those were pretty intense that I've heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that time of year when the truth needs to be told, and the spirits want you to know it, even if it's not the sweetness and light.
Right.
Okay. So The first rune that came out in this progression is the Rune of Wholeness. So it strikes me that there is a very there's a nice balance in this relationship that you have.
And it makes me want to be better than I am. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it looks beautiful, and so you know, you guys can cultivate together this very beautiful wholeness of being that, you know, I think people would be anxious to, you know, what's the way to say this? You can be a kind of a model relationship. So that's beautiful. That's not to put pressure on you by any means. I don't mean it to say it that way, but it's like, it's just beautiful. Like, it could be a beautiful relationship. The second rune is the Rune of Protection. Now, when we typically think of protection, we think of a shield, but that's not what this rune is about. Defense is more like a shield. Protection is knowing how to navigate the your way in the world so that you are strong enough to not need a shield, so that you are adept enough to not need a shield. So there's something in the way you guys are relating to one another where you are triggering defensive mechanisms. That's something that you would want to look at. But more importantly, seeing the consequences of your actions, being fully cognizant, fully aware of the subtle and not so subtle consequences of your way of being in the world. Now, this may relate a little bit to the life circumstances that keep showing up to keep you from getting to the place where you can be, where you can marry. You know, a lot of times our lives are complicated and full of crazy change and crazy circumstances, and we feel like that had nothing to do with me, but it happened anyway. A lot of times on closer inspection, we do see how the circumstances of our lives are of our own creation. So look carefully. It's a call to look very carefully at how you operate in the world, what power you bring, where you apply it, where you don't apply it, where you rely on circumstance, where you rely on culture, where you rely on things that are, quote-unquote, outside of your control to take power, to occupy places of power in your lives. And if you don't like the way that's working out, then change it. The third rune that came out is the Rune of Opening, Kano. This is a beautiful reading. Kano is about opening yourself to possibility and recognizing that possibility is waiting for you to be open to it. So
I understand my own power, right?
Well, yeah, you know, part of it is understanding your own power. Part of it is understanding the subtle relationship between you and the rest of the universe, right? Between your power and the powers that swirl all around you. And that's in terms of relationships. It's in terms of, you know, feedback that you get from others. There's all kinds of ways where you're interacting, your power is interacting with other power in the universe, in the world, in your hometown, you know, in your job and in your relationship. So there's a lot of intimacy that happens below the surface. And the more you are willing to be aware, and the more you can cultivate awareness of the nature of that process, the more you can understand your power in the world and the opportunities that are open to you. Does that make sense?
Very deep. Yes, it does.
Okay. And the last rune that came out is the Rune of the Self. Okay. And this is a classic interpretation of this rune is the relationship between the small s self and the capital S self, between the self that is here in the material plane, living, having a material experience, and the divine higher self. Mm. But, you know, if you don't want to go that far, it's just, do you really know yourself? Are you really careful to pay attention to who you are? And, you know, what follows you around in the world, and what currents what power you project out into the world.
And that's literally actually because I do understand energy attracts like matter, and tragically, only because I believe I'm here to teach about love, and that's a mm-hmm. lot of what this relationship has brought me to more than my knees about. And in the Corinthians, and I'm not a Bible touter, but it does have a lot of wisdom in the marriage vows there about how love is not boastful and you go through this.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's a yep. very powerful, emotional, and important. That's why we're here. We understand love when we're born. And then, trying to rejoin ourselves to that. Hmm?
Right. Then life happens and we sort of lose touch with what that means, what love is like. And then we have the opportunity to recultivate it through our wounds and our experiences.
Yeah.
In the presence of, in spite of, and as augmented by our wounds and our experiences.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, then, so does it feel then like this will succeed as we're wanting? And I know it's hard to go into him because you don't have his permission, but...
Well, you know, it's consequences of your actions, being aware of opportunities, knowing yourself. Yes. With those things in mind, yes. Wholeness, beautiful, looks gorgeous.
I wish it wasn't so challenging, but because it can be very lonely at the same time. But it's also really amazing because it's a very spiritual, heady relationship. It's bizarre, mm. and the life circumstances are. It's just God. We talked to he literally spoke to me about marriage. 2 hours later, my son and him got into an altercation, and police were involved. And it was like, what the heck? It was so, and it wasn't. He had no idea that my children had any. So it was, gosh. Anyway.
Well, you know, that's protection, right? Aware of the consequences of your actions. Aware of, you know, Sun Tzu in The Art of War says, to attack perfectly, attack where there is no defense. To defend perfectly, defend where there is no attack. You know, those are the extremes of walking through conflict, through a world that has conflict in it, and not suffering.
Mm.
Right? So, now, we don't always get those ideals, but being aware of as much as possible of the world around us and of our own relationship to it, our own strengths, cultivating our strengths where they make sense to cultivate, and moving away from conflict where we don't have the strengths required. You know, it comes down to the most invincible, invulnerable person, being, spirit, is the one that is strong enough to be completely vulnerable.
Mm. Okay.
When, you know, if you have no attachment, then you can pretty much be as vulnerable as possible and still be invulnerable.
Right.
So these are complicated, much longer discussion than we can have here. But I think you get the sense for what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do.
So
there's moments when I'm very strong in that moments.
Yeah. Well, and for him too, you guys need to work on this together. You need to. I mean, if you want to, I mean, he sounds like he's serious about it, right?
Yeah.
So get into the place of intimacy about these things, about understanding your power, understanding the consequences of your actions at a deep level, at a subtle level, and your life circumstances will change.
Oh, okay.
I see good things for you guys.
Lovely. God knows I'm ready.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was worth hanging on to wait to speak with you. You're wonderful. Do you teach as well?
I do workshops here and there at East West Bookstore in Mountain View, so locally. But I'm going to be starting I'm going through a bunch of transitions myself. I will be starting to do some online stuff in the near future, probably starting in the new year.
Okay, can you give me your website again?
Oh, well, if you can come to fireflywillows.com and find me and the other hosts on Firefly Willows LIVE. And or you can go directly to the Blog Talk Radio site, blogtalkradio.com/ Firefly Willows LIVE.
I'm better if I bookmark your site because I'm a little ADD.
All right. Very good. Charlene, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Namaste.
Right, bye-bye. And we're going to 252. Wait a minute. 252, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, you're there.
Hi. Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you coming from?
My name is Keisha, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. And how can I help you?
You do good with relationship questions, but I really called in to see if you see if I'm going to be moving soon.
Ah, okay. Let's see. And moving, now that's interesting. Moving, you would normally go to the runes for, but for some reason, I'm being drawn to the cards. You guys got me all confused today. Everything's backwards. That's not a bad thing.
Tell me about it. I know about that backwards stuff.
Right? Everything's backwards. All right. And why would you want to be moving? What might be going on where a move would be?
I'm in a deep, crazy situation with the family. And for years, I've been trying to get away from them, and they keep on bringing me back to this property. I mean, they're using any means necessary to make my life a living hell. And this time, I'm gonna really fight for the death. I'm serious. So I gotta get my kids from underneath their power, because they are absolutely ridiculous what they're doing to me and my kids. It's illegal, but the cops, and they're letting it happen. The cops, the system is letting it happen. You know, they think it's a joke. So I really am like kind of, okay, I got to get myself together, and I just got to really buckle down and start fighting people for real, because they are out of their minds what they're doing. So.
Keisha, this is, it doesn't sound like you're having fun.
No, not at all.
You know, I don't see moving. I don't see moving. I see something that's more like some healing that needs to happen. So one of the things that shows up here is that there may be a creative solution to this problem that's not being seen. And when I say to this problem, I mean that you have the ability to uncover and bring to bear. So it's like there's something that you can be doing here that will shift the dynamic. Now, you haven't shared much about what's going on with your kids, but it is family, right?
Yes, family.
And so you have connection to family, and you know, some of the knots that, you know, the karma, the dysfunction that is embedded in family is the hardest to address.
Tell me about it. I know.
But there's a reason it's family. And, you know, in rare cases, it's to show you that you have to walk away from it.
Because I tried that many right. times. It ain't, they keep on bringing me back, and it's like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to fix the house up? You want me to do everything? I do everything they tell me to do. It still ain't, it ain't right. Then I say, okay, I'm going to do some spiritual work on the land. I don't know what's wrong with them. Then they want me to come in and talk with them and be friends with them, but they're so nasty and disrespectful. I don't even, it's like, oh, my gosh, what am I supposed to do with this garbage? I don't want to be around that neither. So, you know, I stay to myself most of the time. I don't want to be around it, you know. So I don't know what the spirits want me to do with these people because apparently Jesus, a couple of Jew people, all the Middle East, all the ancients need to come up in this family and do something because there's something crazy going on. And I can't, for the world of me, cannot figure it out. What's going on? So,
well, I'm going to share with you the cards that I pulled for you. One is the Maker Princess, which shows a woman, a young mother, a pregnant mother or an expectant mother. She's very pregnant. She's got crystals in her hands. She's sitting in a beautiful green space. The sun is rising in the sun is on the horizon. And she's surrounded by stars and crystals. The card is labeled Gift of Creativity, mm-hmm. but it's reversed.
Oh.
Right? So there's something. So you have within you some possibility, some way of manifesting change in this environment by in a creative way, in a generative way that mm-hmm. is being blocked. Now, it may be being blocked circumstantially by your family, but they're asking for your help. So there's something about this that's important, right? They're asking for you. They see and sense the power that is available to come through you, but for some reason it's blocked. Now, the next card that I got was the Maker Prince, right? The next card in the sequence, and it shows a fae person, a fairy person, Prince in the woods in the moonlight. He's got his trusty dog with him. He's got an owl on his shoulder and a butterfly on his shoulder, and he's in the woods and there's animals around. And it's called the Gift of Connection, which suggests that the opportunity for deep connection with your family is there and is appropriate. Right? The next card is Maker Six. So these are three Pentacles cards right in a row. Maker Six, which shows a tree laden with fruit that's ready to be picked and being offered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's another positive sign that there's a harvest here. There's something beautiful to be had in engaging this problem. And the last card in the sequence is the Dancer Princess, which is essentially the princess card for the Suit of Cups. And it shows a girl on a unicorn's back with her, you know, she's laying down on the unicorn with her feet up in the air. The unicorn is in a stream. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. And the words on the bottom of the card are Gift of Expression, and it's reversed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's almost like you're there for a reason. You're a critical part of a great healing process that can occur, and a reconnection or reconnecting to your family and a reconnection for them, but something's blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, so we want to find out what it is that's blocking it, because this is really a beautiful gift that's waiting to happen.
It's probably timing yet.
Maybe, It also may be that you... Okay, so now I'm just going to drop into a little intuition here. if you can see them in a different light. See them not as family, but as people in pain. And when they react poorly to you, it's not their souls, it's their pain that's talking.
Right.
Because they're asking for you to be there. Now, they may need to learn some lessons. They may need to get out of their bad habits. They may need to, you know, buck up and get some, you know, get exercise and start eating better and all the things that make you clearer about what's wrong and broken in your lives. But they are people who are suffering.
Okay.
And if you can see them as people who are suffering instead of family who are a pain in the ass.
Indeed.
It makes a big difference, right?
Yeah, but that means shift in perception. That means I have to grow up. So maybe the blockages, maybe I just have to do a little bit more maturing. In order to see that, the difference. And
It looks like a, I mean, I'm not a person who typically encourages people to go back into difficult situations and wait around in them, especially family, because I know it's very painful. And, you know, I'm more of a, you know, let's get clear and let's get, you know, open and let's get free and all that kind of stuff. But the layout here suggests that you have work that's still to be done here, and it can be very beautiful work. So it's important for you to protect yourself and make yourself strong and be aware and not be abused, but also to not abandon this quest.
Okay. All right. So what do you think if I took Reiki?
Reiki, great. Well, you know, sure.
I was thinking about that, but I dropped it or I forgot about it, and I just never. But now, maybe I should go back and revisit that. And I really don't know.
Well, maybe there's somebody in your family that has an interest in this as well. You might be able to cultivate an interest in somebody, you know, guiding them to their own healing. Might be, you know, you don't have to do it yourself.
They think I'm the devil.
Do they?
So,
but they keep asking you back.
Huh?
But they
keep
asking you back.
I'm the devil, so they say I chase the devil. See, they're down south, Baptists, them down south people. They got them one of them old churches from back in the woods and stuff. And I just don't like how they do things. And I'm in here. I listen to, you know, I'm more metaphysical. I'm into the psychics, tarot cards, and intuition. And I just recently got into candles a little bit. So, and I have some crystals too. But I'm not master with it. You know, I'm not a master. I don't know everything. I just do like little things here and there. I need to go in a little bit deeper
The first thing that you need to do is always align yourself to not to power but to compassion. Okay? The way this works best is if you align yourself to compassion and ask for the gifts that you need. The gifts that will serve compassion. If you align with power, that's a way more dangerous path. Align with compassion. If you are a vessel for alleviating suffering and bringing the divine, you know, whether it's Jesus or God or goddess or whatever, through you into the world, with the voice and touch of compassion, then you don't need power. You don't need to master candle magic or clearing or anything. Because if when you bring compassion, you bring love, that is the most powerful tool, bar none. So, just, you know, it's complicated because your circumstances in your family, they have they're predisposed to be suspicious of you. But
yeah,
bring
exactly.
Love,
everything
bring love,
I do is like, oh my gosh, call the cops. What? What I do? I ain't do nothing but go up the street. You know. So, yeah, you're right. Everything I do is something mysterious I'm doing. So. And maybe to them it is, but it is. It's if they ask, and I surely will tell them, which they're going to go and tell me I'm the devil once they find out anyway. So. You
know. Well, okay. So regarding that, you know what? Seriously, the only resource you actually need in interacting with your family is Jesus.
Right,
he's got all the tools. It's all there in the Bible, and you can bring it. You know, laying on of hands and speaking in tongues, and you know,
all that.
Right,
but they don't
right.
even believe in the tongues. They don't believe in the spirit. They believe in the rules.
Well,
it's different.
No. Okay, like, I understand, but don't let that happen. Say, look, the first rule is love. Love
right.
itself.
That's right.
Love God. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. If it doesn't feel like love, then you're doing it wrong. And you can just challenge them on this very simple thing. When they start getting antsy about you and or the rules, just say, look, you guys have rules. My rule is love. And I would like you to share that rule with me right now. Right, and then it takes all the charge and all the accusation and all the judgment, because they can't say no to that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how it softens. Maybe that's how the edge softens.
Mhm. Maybe.
But anyway, that's the best I got for you.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for the reader.
It's my pleasure. God bless you too, and good luck. Let us know how it turns out.
I will. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, I think that's a wrap. That's our show for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we've got our new show starting next Saturday at 10 o'clock, by the way. That should be very exciting. Psychic mediums Nadia Shapiro and Dr. Barbara Williams will be launching From Beyond on Firefly Willows LIVE. So join this mother-daughter team as they dive into the mystical and paranormal and offer live mediumship readings. We'll be back again next Sunday for another call-in show. September has 5 Sundays, and next week is our bonus Sunday. Hi, C. Lutmers. Firefly Willow's LIVE favorite will be at the controls. So make sure you join us. Tune in next Sunday. And then on Tuesday, it's A Shamanic Life, Tuesday, October 1st. The great content just keeps coming here at Firefly Willow's LIVE. Tell your friends about us. They won't want to miss out. And of course, you can listen to all our shows by visiting blogtalkradio.com/FireflyWillowsLIVE anytime. They're all in the archives. Meanwhile, if you're in the local area, just a reminder, I am reading at East West Bookstore in Mountain View every Friday from noon until 7 p.m. Runecast, oracle readings, tarot readings, and even a little shamanic healing work. So stop by. Love to see you. Thanks again for listening, and we'll join you again soon.